What's up, my self-care squad? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of caffeine and maybe some questionable life choices. We've all been there. Today, we're tackling something you probably wouldn't expect from this chaotic energy vortex: healthy eating habits. Yeah, I know, it sounds like the most boring thing ever, but trust me, even if you're a self-proclaimed pizza connoisseur, guilty as charged, or thrive on that midnight ramen run, we're going to make this less about deprivation and more about making choices that actually fuel your life, not just your social media feed. We're talking real talk, no BS. Because let's face it, the wellness industry can be a whole lot of fluff. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and everyone's sipping green smoothies while doing yoga on a beach? Meanwhile, you're living in sweatpants with your third bag of chips for the day. Look, I get it. Healthy eating doesn't have to be a chore. It's about making small changes that actually stick. No crazy diets or restricting yourself from all the good stuff. It's about finding a balance and nourishing your body without turning into a health nut. Unless that's your vibe, then rock on. So here are my 5 golden nuggets of wisdom for building healthy eating habits without needing to become a nutritionist. First up, ditch the diet mentality. We're not talking about being perfect or having clean meals every single day. It's about making choices that feel good for your body and mind most of the time. You know those days when you just crave pizza? Go for it. Just make sure to balance it out with some healthier options throughout the week. Second, remember portion control. It's not about starving yourself. It's about being mindful of how much you're actually eating. A good trick? Use smaller plates and bowls. You'll be surprised how a visual change can make a difference. Think of it like this. Your plate should look like a rainbow. Colorful veggies, lean protein, healthy fats, and maybe a sprinkle of that pizza goodness. Third, prioritize whole foods over processed junk. I'm talking fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, the good stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can never indulge in your favorite treats. Again, balance is key. But try to make those whole foods the foundation of your diet. It's like building a house. You need a strong base to support all the fun stuff. Fourth, plan ahead. Think of it like this. If you don't have healthy options readily available, you're more likely to reach for that bag of chips when those cravings hit. Prep some meals or snacks in advance so you're not left scrambling at the last minute. And lastly, don't beat yourself up. We all slip up sometimes. It's about making progress, not perfection. Treat yourself with kindness, learn from any mistakes, and keep moving forward. Remember, self-care isn't a destination, it's a journey. And we're in this together. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be all about that late night pizza and takeout life. But she started feeling sluggish and tired all the time. So she decided to try meal prepping on Sundays. She'd cook up some healthy meals for the week, portion them out, and bam, instant self-care win. Now she has more energy, feels way better, and even found a love for cooking. Who knew? So, remember those 5 nuggets of wisdom? Ditch the diet mentality, embrace portion control, prioritize whole foods, plan ahead, and be kind to yourself. You got this. This isn't about becoming some Pinterest-worthy health guru. It's about making choices that feel good for your body and mind so you can actually live your best life. And trust me, when you start feeling good from the inside out, everything else just falls into place. Think of this podcast as your little self-care kick in the pants. Take a deep breath, set those intentions, and get ready to level up your game. Now go forth and conquer that grocery store like the boss babe, or dude, you are. Don't forget to DM me your favorite healthy snack hacks. Let's get creative. Share this episode with your squad, tag it on TikTok, or stitch it with your own thoughts. Remember to follow, rate, and subscribe. Spread the self-care love. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.